Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extended play, longer than a single, shorter than an album. Two obscure records battle it out. You pick a winner. Extended play. Listen, then vote.
Hey, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and this is going to be the first episode in what will be a series of many episodes in the future, a new series that I'm calling Extended Play. So Extended Play, or EP, is the moniker that has been traditionally assigned to a release that has more songs than a single, which would traditionally have two songs, and less songs than an album, which would traditionally have about 10 songs. So with an EP, you might get anywhere from 4 to 6 to 7, usually 4 to 6 probably. And there were a lot of EPs released. A lot of bands would release their own EP. We're talking about late 70s, early 80s, and then, you know, all through indie rock and everything. Sometimes an EP would be a 7-inch. You'd get a 33 and a third 7-inch in the 90s with multiple songs. But we're talking about 12-inch EPs that were released pretty much in the 80s that I happen to have a pretty big collection of. And a lot of these are really obscure. They were released on small labels, self-released by the bands. So I had this desire to just share some of these rare, obscure EPs with the listeners. So I came up with this idea, Extended Play, where I will play two EPs on an episode, and then you get to vote for which one you like more. And then we will have a winner. And that's the Extended Play. That's the play part of the Extended Play. So I'll be putting a link for an online poll on the blog page, on Facebook, in the show notes. If you also want to vote via email, you can just email me at bjcramp@gmail.com. Just put Extended Play in the subject line and tell me which EP you prefer. Send a message through Facebook. But I'll make it easy to vote. There will be an online poll where you can just click on it to vote. So after you listen to the episode, after you digest these two EPs, go vote for which one you like more. It'll be fun. So for this episode, I'm going to play two EPs for you that both came out in 1980. They both have four songs. They both have black and white covers. Both bands are a little artsier than what might simply be labeled power pop, post-punk, new wave. So first we're going to hear an EP by the Ready Maids. If you listen to my Gary Valentine interview going back to the Power Pop series, Gary was the original bass player in Blondie, and he put out a great solo single called Tomorrow Belongs to You, a personal favorite of mine in terms of Power Pop songs. Anyways, in that interview I did with Gary Valentine, he had ended up moving to LA, having a band called The No. But he talked about the Ready Maids, I remember, on that episode. So the Ready Maids were formed by Jonathan Postel, who had been in the punk band The Avengers, classic punk band. But he wanted to play his own songs, so he formed his own band. I read a quote from Jonathan where he said that The Avengers were just too angry and political. And Jonathan had a lot of support from people in the industry like radio DJ Howie Klein and promoter Bill Graham. And so he launched his own band on the San Francisco scene. Postal was an art school graduate, hence the artsiness that I referenced earlier. A quote from Postal that he wanted the band to be, quote, very melodic, but I had a lot of strange stuff in there, and that was probably the reason the band fractured. Other people in the band were being told, hey, if Jonathan didn't have this quirkiness, you guys would be really big. But they did have a strong local following, and they did do a little bit of touring. Howie Klein played them on the radio. They released a single in 1977. They were managed for a short period by Sandy Pearlman. They shopped demos to all the major labels, but just didn't work out. So the members of the band were, besides Jonathan Postal, we had guitar player Wayne Ditzel, keyboardist Ben Shemuel, another keyboardist and sax player Maury Goldstein, Ricky Sludge on lead guitar, and Paul DiMartino on drums. This four-song EP by the Ready-Mades was released in 1980 on Maya Records. And that was a San Francisco label, but this is the only release ever on Maya Records. So that's the kind of thing we'll be dealing with on these episodes of Extended Play. This is a rare, obscure, small, local release, basically, by the Ready-Mades. Like I said, four songs. Let's check it out right now. This is the Ready-Mades EP. We're going to hear Running Too Fast, Hollywood Honey, Baby Baby, and Lolita. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment of Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, so that was the EP by the Ready Maids. I hope you enjoyed that. So who will be competing in this edition of Extended Play with the Ready Maids? Well, it's a band called U.S. Secret Service. Presumably, this was a band called Secret Service, and then there was a U.K. band called Secret Service, so they tacked on a teeny little U.S. above the name on the cover of the EP. So this band, the rhythm section from this band, which was bassist Robert Keeley and drummer Chris Chamis, they were the rhythm section in a band called the H-Bombs, which also featured Peter Holsapple and Mitch Easter. Robert Keeley, the bass player, was also in Sneakers with Mitch Easter and also Chris Stamey and Will Rigby, who went on to form the DBs with Peter Holsapple. So all these guys are from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and this band, U.S. Secret Service, comes out of the same bands that the DBs comes out of, H-Bombs and Sneakers. The other members of the band are Bob Northcott on guitar and vocals and Gardner Govan on guitar. So this band released one 4-song EP in 1980, and this was released on a label called Moonlight Records. Once again, that's a label from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So this is a local release by a local band. So rare, obscure, not a ton of copies out there. Moonlight had a few more releases than the label that the Ready Maids was released on, Maya. I actually have the Blazers record, How to Rock. Parthenon Huxley was in that band. So if you go back to the Power Pop series, I interviewed Parthenon Huxley and we talked about the Blazers. The Fabulous Knobs had some releases on Moonlight. That band featured Terry Anderson, who wrote Battleship Chains by Georgia Satellites. So yeah, Moonlight had a bunch more releases. Arrogance, which was Don Dixon's band. So this record by U.S. Secret Service was produced by Don Dixon, engineered by Mitch Easter. Of course, Mitch was a producer for REM, among others, and Mitch had his own band after this called Let's Active. So let's hear the EP by U.S. Secret Service. Both of these EPs are just self-titled, four-song EPs. So right now we're going to hear As the World Turns, Backseat Sinner, No Picture, and She's Dangerous by U.S. Secret Service.
Me.
Okay, so now that you've heard both EPs, it's time for you to vote. So click on the link in the show notes or go to the blog page, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. Go to the Facebook page. You'll be able to find the link where to vote, all those places. Or, like I said, send me an email, bjcramp@gmail.com or rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. Put extended play in the subject line and just tell me ReadyMades or Secret Service. Which one do you vote for? And then on a future episode of extended play, I'll let you know which EP won. All right, so please vote, participate. Let me know you're out there. It's great to know that people are listening and engaged with the podcast. I know that I haven't been doing a great job of putting out a lot of great new episodes, but I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of stuff I'm working on, and I promise there will be more quality episodes of Rock and or Roll coming out in the future, and there will be a lot more of these extended play episodes. So hopefully people like this, and hopefully I see some decent response, people vote, and I'll keep doing these extended play episodes because I have quite a few of these really rare, obscure, oddball EPs by all these bands from mostly early 80s. So I'll keep them coming if you keep voting. So please go vote for which EP you prefer, the ReadyMades or Secret Service. Find the link and vote. Thanks.
Extended play. Longer than a single, shorter than an album. Two obscure records battle it out. You pick a winner. Extended play. Listen, then vote.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.